TED Audio Collective. This TED Talk features fishing cat conservationist Ashwin Naidu, recorded live at TED 2019.
Canva presents unexplained appearances. It was an ordinary workday until...
That presentation appeared out of thin air.
Also, it's eerily on brand.
Wait, did that agenda just write itself?
Words appear, making this unexplainable case...
Unexplainable? It's Canva's AI tools.
I can generate slides and words in seconds.
Really? The real mystery is why I'm only learning this now.
Canva.com. Designed for work.
TED Talks Daily is brought to you by Progressive. Progressive helps you compare direct auto rates from a variety of companies so you can find a great one, even if it's not with them. Quote today at Progressive.com to find a rate that works with your budget. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. As a listener of the show, you know the climate is changing the way we live our lives in some big ways. I want to tell you about another podcast that can help you get your head around the crisis. It's called Climate One. The show is hosted by Greg Dalton and Ariana Brocious, two journalists who have been covering climate for years. Each week, they get behind the headlines and talk with the experts and activists, politicians and artists who are shaping the way our world responds to climate change. People like Senator Cory Booker and the legendary Jane Fonda. These are really smart, in-depth conversations that cover all aspects of climate change, from cutting-edge solutions like geothermal energy to the ways you can lower your carbon footprint just by considering what's in your closet. New Climate One episodes drop every week. Find them on Fridays, wherever you get your podcasts.
Quack, 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 quack. That's my impersonation of a fishing cat. Which actually sounds more like this. It's a cat that loves water, loves to fish, and lives in some of the most unique and valuable ecosystems on Earth, the wetlands and mangrove forests of South and Southeast Asia. Aren't they fishing awesome? Fishing cats are one of about 40 species of wild cats, like tigers and lions, only much smaller. They're probably around twice the size of our average domestic cat. In Indonesia, people call them kucing bakau, which literally translates to the cat of the mangroves, but I like to call them the tigers of the mangroves. Now, we don't know fishing cats as well as we do tigers. But what we've learned is that these cats can be a flagship species to a globally important ecosystem and a visual bait attached to a strong line for conservation. Are you hooked yet? Like many endangered species, fishing cats are threatened by habitat loss, mainly because of our international demand for farmed fish and shrimp and the deforestation of nearly half the historic mangrove cover in South and Southeast Asia. Mangroves, on the other hand, are much more than just habitat to the fishing cat. They are home to a fantastic array of species, like jackals, turtles, shorebirds, and otters. Mangroves also prevent soil erosion, and they can be the first line of defense between storm surges, tsunamis, and the millions of people who live next to these forests for their day-to-day survival. The fact that puts the icing on the cake, or the earth, I should say, is that mangroves can store upwards of 5 to 10 times more carbon dioxide than tropical forests. So protecting 1 acre of mangroves may well be like protecting 5 or more acres of tropical forests. Would you like to eliminate your entire life's carbon footprint? Well, mangroves can offer you one of the best bangs for your conservation buck. Deforestation, extinction, and climate change are all global problems that we can solve by giving value to our species and ecosystems and by working together with the local people who live next to them. This is one of 3 river deltas in coastal South India where communities came together to change the face and potentially the fate of this planet. In less than a decade, with international support, the state forest departments and the local communities worked together to restore over 20,000 acres of unproductive fish and shrimp farms back into mangroves. About 5 years ago, guess who we discovered in these restored mangroves? When we shared images of these fishing cats with local people, we were able to build pride among them about a globally revered endangered species and ecosystem in their backyards. We were also able to build trust with some people to help them lead alternative livelihoods. Meet Santosh, a 19-year-old boy who not only became a conservation professional after working with us for just over a year, but also went on to involve many local fishermen in helping study and protect fishing cats. Meet Moshi, a tribal poacher who not only stopped hunting and became our most prized conservationist, but also used his traditional knowledge to educate his entire community to stop hunting fishing cats, otters, and the many other threatened species that live in the mangroves in his backyard. Fish and shrimp farmers like Venkat are now willing to work with us conservationists to test the sustainable harvest of ecosystem services like crabs and possibly even honey from mangroves. Incentives that could get them to protect and plant mangroves where they have been lost. A win-win-win for fishing cats, local people, and the global community. These stories show us that we can all be part of a future where fishing cats and the lost mangrove forests are protected and restored by fishermen themselves, creating carbon sinks that can help offset our ecological footprints. So while the fishing cat may be small, I hope that we've been able to help make it a big deal, one that we can all invest in to help sustain our lives on Earth a little longer. Thank you.
For more TED Talks, go to TED.com.